Yeah, it is. Like, it's kind of a big step up for us. Like, but after there too, you know, probably the competitions are we always played Nicky Rackard or else Larry Mahan in Division Below. So nice for this team to finally get up to the test standard. Like, and just gonna be playing other teams just for a current basis. Like,
be a little bit pity in a way that maybe you're a side in transition. If it had come a year or two earlier, you might be better prepared.
Yeah, in fairness, if you had the kind of squad from last year, you know, we would be in a very good position here coming for something. Like, but just the way things happen, like, and with a few injuries there now too, it's kind of weighed us down a bit more. Like, but all only 15 players in the pitch now on Sunday, like, and just up to us to kind of get the performance, like, and see where it takes us now. So
three games on the trot, really. Wicklow on Sunday, followed by Derry, followed by Down.
So it's kind of coming thick and heavy, like, so, you know, it's just kind of important for us to get a good performance on Sunday, like, and try to bring a bit of momentum into the following few weeks then, like, you know, because Derry game especially be a very, very tricky one for us, like, away. And then we get Down at home in Larry County for our last group game, like, so hopefully now just when we get off to the positive start now on Sunday. But
And what is the goal for the Christie Ring? Is it too ambitious to think you can win it?
Oh yeah, well, to be honest now, it will be a bit ambitious now, because especially in your first year up, like, and especially the quality of sides there, you know, there's teams like even Meath and Kildare, like Meath are coming down from Joe McDonnell there last year, you know, so playing at a complete higher level, like, but look, main aim for us as a team is supposed to survive. Like, you know, when you come into competition in the first year, it's just important to try and stay and keep your place in it. Like, and you never know how you can progress then over the years and you become more seasoned to it. Like, but that's kind of our main aim at the moment. Like, and you know, but at the end of the day, we're going to be playing these games out, and it's important just to try and get performances. Like, if we can finish third in the group, that'll be our job done. Like, and if we finish fourth, then you'll be looking into a relegation playoff. Like, so.
Yeah, and tell me, how has preparations gone? As we said, it's been a long, long, long break, 8-9 weeks, and I know there was probably club championship played in between, which maybe helped sharpen everybody up.
Yeah, look, it's you know, we've been kind of, you say, 8 weeks for a long time, like, and but I suppose the training has been going well in the last couple of weeks, especially kind of getting more and more close to the time, like, you get more focused on the game, like, because you know, there was a lot of distractions between club hurling and club football, you know, a lot of boys are playing really. Two, sometimes three games a week there, like, you know, and then you expect the train then on top of that, like, so it's kind of, it was tough on a few lads, like, but the way things are going now, like, at least we're kind of clear now, we're looking forward to the Sunday, like, and looking forward to these next few weeks and trying to put the work in to get the results there.
And heading in without Declan Coulter, your leading marksman, or one of your leading marksmen anyway, and Conor Doherty, both out.
Yeah, so Parik,
Parik
got injured there last week there, or 2 weeks ago, like, so it was a big loss, and then on top of that, Declan, like, so, especially when you're down a couple of forwards from last year, you know, it's just, you kind of rely more on Declan, like, and the fact that he's not there will be a big loss, it's like, but once in that, then, like, you know, you still have Leo probably coming on the freeze there, and, you know, a few other lads will have to just step up a bit now, it's only like, because, especially, like, say, like, Dylan Duffy from Buchanan there, he's been going very well in training, you know, and, you know, Ron McDermott's always been very solid the last couple of years, so you'd be expecting boys again to really step up to it, like, you know, so hopefully they can now come Sunday.
And quite a few young players came in this year and have done well. Connor Park has come in, Kevin Keeley, Colin Flood has been knocking on the door for a few years and probably is one of those players that's grabbing the opportunity at this stage.
Yeah, look, here, that's the thing, like, it's doing very well, like, especially in the last number of weeks when the training's kind of hotting up, like, you know, and as you said, most of them boys have really, really put in a great effort this year, like, you know, and kind of seen a few awards now towards the end, like, and a few lads are pushing really close to places, like, so, you know, hopefully that can just kind of keep going, keep driving the kind of standard up, like, because you need those boys knocking on the edges of panels, knocking on the edges of teams, just to really keep the team on their toes, like, so, you know, and saying that, like, hopefully that will be to our benefit now come Sunday.
You've played Wicklow already, so you know what to expect. There was, what, 5 or 6 points in it in O'Donnell Park in the league?
Yeah, look, we played them, it was O'Donnell Park, I suppose, we just watched the video there, like, we're kind of, we'd probably be a bit annoyed by the result too, because we're a lot closer than we should have been, like, and, you know, we missed a lot of chances in the first half of the win, like, but then, you know, we would have seen Wicklow was probably one of the weaker sides in the league, and then all of a sudden, sure, they're pulled it, like, they beat Derry twice on the hop, like, and, you know, just shows the quality they have on their side, like, and that's, they'll be coming a lot of confidence on Sunday as well.
As you mentioned, obviously retaining your status and ending up at least third, avoid the relegation playoff, because you don't want to get involved in that. And I suppose the reality is your best shot at that is winning at least one of your home games.
Yeah, that's it. Like, so we are really gunning for, like, Wicklow and the Down game. Like, that's kind of two of our main points. Like, with the Larry Kenny in recent times, we've always really put in good performance, especially against stronger teams. Like, so we really hopefully get can get some results from all of them games now. And because the last thing we want to do is to avoid a relegation playoff, because it just comes down to on the day then, like, you know, and your whole season can lie on that there day. If you don't perform, it's like the league final or league relegation game. We just didn't perform on the day, and sure, it really put a dampener on our season so far. Like, but that's what we priority to avoid that. But if it comes, it comes. We just have to deal with it in the time as well.